Now, here on Verulam in the Morning, we're counting down to COP26. It's the big climate change conference that's taking place in Scotland at the end of October. Each week, we're looking at a different aspect of climate change, and perhaps something more practical that we as individuals can do. Joining us today is Caroline Wilson. Hello, Caroline.
Hi, Nick.
It's really lovely to talk to you. Actually, we should just say that Caroline and I discovered we knew each other from years ago when we worked together in our young days, didn't we? Which was quite fascinating. Now, Caroline, since then, you've gone on to do all sorts of other things. But one of the things you've done is you've started to think about food waste and how we might cut that and set up a Facebook group, haven't you? Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Nick. Yeah, so I set up a Facebook group. It's called Living Off the Cupboard, which might be a phrase that some people might have heard of before. It comes from my childhood. My mum was, my mum and dad weren't particularly well off. And if we were running out of money one month, we'd have, or a week, we would have a week, what she called Living Off the Cupboard. And what that meant was there really wasn't enough money for food. And so we would just, whatever was in, we would have that. We make random meals out of what was already in the cupboard. And I've always been kind of quite conscious about how we consume things. My background, where I know you from, Nick, is in marketing, and I'm very conscious about the role of marketers in helping people to make good decisions. And it's very important, I think, in that field to help consumers to do the right thing. So and I'm a foodie as well. So absolutely love food. So the idea of conscious consumption, choosing the right things, doing the right things, and being a foodie kind of led me one Christmas to think about, do you know what, it would be a great idea if I set up a little group where people could share ideas on how to use up what they've already got in their cupboards, especially after Christmas. We have a lot of food left in our cupboards after Christmas.
Yes.
We don't really want to be throwing it all away. So I started it at that time when people would have lots of food available. So that's how Living Off the Cupboard was born.
I love the name, Living Off the Cupboard. And I, you know, thinking back to kind of when we were children, I don't think there was so much food waste, was there? You really did try to use every last bit of everything you bought.
Yeah, absolutely. Not, I mean, in our case, not least of all, because my mum actually walked to the shop, so you wouldn't buy that much in the first place because you'd have to carry it back.
yeah, that's true. But unfortunately now, of course, food waste is quite a big problem, isn't it? So explain to us why food waste matters to the environment, because after all, my food waste goes into a compost bin effectively, doesn't it? So I'm not taking up landfill or anything.
Well, I think the problem is right back at the beginning in the food production. So before the interview, I made sure I had a few facts at my fingertips. So you might not know, and I'm sure the audience don't know, that 3/4 of the land in the UK is used in food production. A lot of that isn't actually food or vegetables either. It's actually a lot of that is used for growing food to give to the meat industry for animals to eat. So we're using up a lot of land. Now, that wouldn't be a problem if we were actually eating all the food, but 1/3 of food that is produced is wasted.
So that's incredible, isn't it? 1/3 of it doesn't actually go into us.
No, it just goes, and it doesn't necessarily just get lost by the consumer. Some of it gets lost in the supply chain.
Right.
So some of it just gets thrown away by supermarkets, for example, because it's the wrong shape, or they bought too much of it. But an awful lot of it is down to us as individuals. And the problem with that is not only are we using up land that we shouldn't be, but it's also contributing 30% of our carbon emissions comes from food waste. And 60% of biodiversity loss is due to things like deforestation, where we're cutting down areas of land in order to produce food. So we're causing a lot of damage to the environment by producing more food than we eat.
Yeah, absolutely. That's quite staggering, isn't it? 1/3 of it getting wasted in one way or another. So consumers, we definitely have a part to play, don't we? So explain to us how we can, as individuals, make a difference and cut down on our food waste.
So there are absolutely so many ways to do this. It's untrue. I've written an article for Sustainable St Albans where I've given 10 top tips, although thinking about it, there are a lot more than I actually put down. But I think that the main thing I would say, if I was to summarise all the tips, is first of all, you've got to understand why you're wasting food and also why you want to do something about it. So we all know that unless we're motivated, we won't actually do something about it. So first of all, you've got to ask yourself why. For some people, the why is I want to save the environment. And for some people, it's I want to save money, in fact, because the average family is wasting, depends who you read, but anywhere between £500 and £700 a year, the family is wasting, which would buy, you know, a nice little, you know, weekend away or an Airbnb for a week. So yeah. So finding out why, getting your motivation sorted is definitely the first thing to do. And then the second thing to do, having thought about your motivation, is think why. Or what makes me waste food? So you start to get some consciousness around it. So for me, I realised, particularly once we got the curbside bucket and I was putting food into it, I realised that one of the main reasons that I wasted food was because I served up too much food. So I was using the ingredients I was buying. I was cooking the ingredients I was buying. But I made too much for the family. So then I had to think about, well, how do I, really, if I'm making this vegetable moussaka that's got about 6 portions in it and there's only 2 of us, then I need to think about halving what I'm making. So a lot of it can be, you know, just working out why you're wasting it. So for somebody else, it might be because they're so busy at work that they buy all of this food aspirationally. They want to cook lovely meals. And then when they get home in the evening, they're just too tired. And so all that lovely fresh food goes to waste because they've ordered a pizza or got something out of the freezer. So I think this understanding why, that's my kind of first top tip.
Maybe having a bit of a poke through your food bin might help understand, you know, what am I throwing away and why is that in there, yeah. Right? That might, you know, it's not a very pleasant thing to do, but it might give you an idea at the end of a week as to what you're doing.
Or just as you're putting it into the bin, just become aware, I'm putting this in the bin, why am I putting it in the bin? And then you can formulate the strategy that's appropriate to the behaviour, right? Because the behaviour is different for everyone, so the solutions are different for everybody. So that's why I thought I would pop that in as my top tip. I think once you've done that, once you've understood why, it's about sort of knowing what you've got in and then planning to have the right things in. So there's 3 things that we waste most often. We waste potatoes, bread and milk. Those are the 3 things that we waste most often.
Yes, so I read there are 11 million loaves and packs of bread produced in the UK every day. Now there's only 60 odd million of us. I don't believe we're each eating every day a sixth of a loaf of bread. So there you go. We're throwing an awful lot of that away, aren't we?
Yeah. And I think the key thing there is your freezer is your friend. And with a lot of the food that you have, I would say have as little in the fridge as possible. You can put all of these things in the freezer. You can put your milk in the freezer and you can put your bread in the freezer. So I must always put my bread in the freezer and I just take it out as and when I need it. So a loaf could last a couple of weeks rather than 2 days after buying it, throwing half of it away. So I think, you know, making sure that you use your freezer is a really important, another really important tip.
That's good. I know I don't quite do it that way round, but for example, I don't know if I've got half a red pepper left and I know it's beginning to get a bit sort of, okay, it's going to go soon, but I've not got anything to use it in. I'll chop it up, put it in a small plastic bag, put it in the freezer, and then you've got ready-made pepper for the next time, cut up and everything for the next time you want to cook, which is quite
absolutely
nice.
So another way in which to use your freezer is making soup. So again, we throw a lot of vegetables away. They start going, you know, the carrots go a little bit soft, but they're still actually quite edible. So they might not be crispy anymore, but they are quite edible. So if you've got things like carrots or potatoes or cabbage or leeks or spinach or anything that looks as if it's getting a bit, I don't really want to serve this up, as a vegetable that's not really crisp enough, then think about, can I throw that into a soup or can I throw it into a stew? So think about how else could I use that other than the way I thought about using it in the first place. And soup freezes brilliantly. So most vegetables you can turn into soup, and you can either eat that straight away or you can eat some straight away and put some of it in the freezer.
Yeah, and so it doesn't, it sounds like, oh, making soup might be a huge effort, but it isn't really, is it? All you need to do is chop the veggies up a bit, stick them into a big pot with some water, maybe a little bit of, I don't know, stock cube or something like that, or some salt and pepper, and boil it for a bit, basically. That's
yeah,
all you need to do.
You can actually buy soup makers as well, so you can actually just chuck everything in and you don't even need to liquidise it because they do the whole job for you. So there's kind of no excuse with vegetables, really. I mean, the other thing you can do with vegetables is you can freeze them and you can put them on a compost heap. So my port of last resort is the compost heap. So not everybody has space for that, but you can buy little composting bins, tiny ones. And we spend money on compost. So why spend money on compost if you can make it yourself? And it's much better. Much better compost.
I don't know, it just feels quite rewarding to cut down on the food waste and to benefit from some nice things like the soup, for example. It's just a good thing to do. And it is a bit like, for some of us of a certain age, it is a bit like, think back to what your mum and dad did, because that's basically, you know, kind of how people used to live, right? And you didn't throw things away. It's good stuff, and soups I personally prefer for the winter, but they are tasty as anything if you can make them out of vegetables you bought at the market or in the supermarket. Excellent.
There's lots of other things you can do. You know, you can make omelets, for example. You can throw together a salad with all the odd bits and pieces that you've got together. So I think one of the other things is ditch the recipe book and just actually, you know, do things intuitively.
Yeah. Now, let's, Caroline, how close have you got? Are you aiming for zero food waste? Is that where you're really trying to get to?
I would love to be at zero food waste, but I think that's maybe far too aspirational. I have to say that my curbside bin doesn't go out every week because there's so little in it. That it seems a bit pointless putting it out every single week. And even when I do put it out, there's only kind of an inch or two of stuff in there. So, and mainly it's, as I say, I found my reason, mainly it's because I cook too much.
Excellent advice. Thank you very much for some handy tips for how we can improve our approach to food, but also how we can help the planet. Caroline, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Now, I know you've got a blog post on the Sustainable St Albans site, haven't you, which covers all of this.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's sustainablestalbans.org, and you'll also be able to find the link to Caroline's blog post a little bit later on today on radioverulam.com. Just have a look there and you'll be able to listen to this again, but also find the link to Caroline's blog. Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Nick. I very much enjoyed it.
That's Caroline Wilson. Caroline is the founder of the Living Off the Cupboard Facebook group, and one more of our handy hints and tips for the run-up to COP26, the big climate change conference in Scotland, starting at the end of October. Don't forget, you can get many more resources at sustainablestalbans.org.